a tough manager. So I had worked with this woman, and for months she seemed to have a derogatory attitude towards me after a period of time I worked with her. So I couldn't understand why, because I always did my work. I have pride in my work, so I like to produce quality. I worked with every member of my team best I could. A lot of people I had to mentor along the way. I knew this one area pretty well, so anybody that touched on that area or around that would come to me and ask questions generally about the product also. So each of the staff meetings we go in, and for my review, I was speaking with her. She said, in the staff meetings, you're the only one that seems not to understand what's going on. One is always asking all the questions. So I laughed, and I said, well, the reason for that is because after the meetings, people will come to me and ask me the questions. What was she talking about? What did she mean by this? So forth. So I've answered the questions. So my tactic was to basically pose the questions to the manager, so that the way she could answer it. I defer to her as respect for as management position. This would head off any questions that they would ask me after the meeting. And she said, okay, if that's the case, then what I want you to do is stop answering these questions and let them come to me. And I said, that's going to be hard to do because I have trouble not helping people. So she said, well, just try it. And I said, okay, I'll do my best. So after a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, she came back to me and said, now I understand what you're referring to, because they were coming to her with the questions now. So because of this, and I had asked about getting a promotion earlier because of the work that I was doing, expanding beyond what I was initially expected to do, and she promoted me. So that was a good ending to a tough situation.